Well, first of all, there is no such thing as a state exchange. There's only a federal exchange. It's just who operates it. Is it a federal exchange operated by federal employees or a federal exchange operated by state employees? But I would not have voluntarily embraced it. I would have advised the federal government that if they choose to go do that, then I guess they'll have to go do that. But in the meantime, we would have embarked on a private alternative where we would have put in place components of a healthcare system that would have made more sense, a good model to look at, or at least some good ideas that reference what I'm talking about is what Bobby Jindal in Louisiana is talking about and what the steps they are taking, some of the things that have happened in Texas. Bottom line is that if the feds are going to go do an exchange, then let them go do it. In the meantime, I think it's up to the states to come up with a system that truly does work.
So in Idaho, then, under your watch, there would have been the federal health insurance exchange, as you described, but also a private version in addition to that.
That's correct. And frankly, Scott, that's something that should have been done some time back, but it's just difficult to do. But now that we're in the circumstances we're in, there's a level of urgency, I think, that wasn't necessarily there before. After we succeed in winning the governorship, we will embark on that path immediately.
Enrollment in Idaho is 190% during the first 6 months of Obamacare here. A lot of people are going to look at that and say, hey, Obamacare here is working. Idaho is embracing this federal program. Has the success or that interpreted success kind of cut maybe your legs out of that messaging a little bit during your campaign?
I find it incredibly ironic that on a national scale, it's generally failing. And Idaho, of all states, is scrambling to prop it up. And we're scrambling to prop it up because we invested in it. We're scrambling to prop it up because we voluntarily brought it in. And that's something on the governor's back. He's going to have to carry that. And this is a federal program that, yes, there is being some adoption to this. And that's the problem with it. Here's the bottom line. We create a superior alternative. We create a parallel free market path that has things like a healthcare savings account. It's got a healthcare membership component, opening up to competition, direct pay, charity care. Those types of components, that will be a superior solution. And so when Obamacare does fail on a national level, we'll have the correct system in place. And we'll also be drawing people away from that as we succeed in putting forth a better system within our state.
Have the numbers surprised you, though?
Well, I don't know whether I can believe them. Here's the issue that no one can seem to break out right now is how many of those enrollees are using that as a portal to enroll into Medicaid. We don't know that. And how many would have otherwise? How much of this is Medicaid woodworking effect where the health portal is being leveraged for that purpose? So to be honest, I don't really have an opinion there. I mean, it is what it is. It doesn't change the need to create an alternative.
Let's talk about Medicaid a little bit. Governor Otter has not yet pushed to expand Medicaid. He's been very deliberate in studying what some other states are doing.
No, he's going to. Well, here's a news flash.
You feel like he is. What would you do as governor?
If he's reelected, he will, and I think. And, I would not expand it. And here's why. It's a broken system. And it's just not wise to expand a broken system. Number two, it is another significant expansion of government. And so it's another major phase of the Affordable Care Act vision, which is to take the healthcare decisions away from the individual, away from the family, and put it in the hands of the government. Number three is there's a better alternative. And that alternative is to proliferate some private clinics that are more efficient cost-wise and that better serve the most vulnerable among us. And this is just part of the solution, but it's a good idea to take some of these clinics and proliferate them in strategic locations so the most vulnerable among us will go to those clinics for their care instead of the hospital emergency room.
Let's talk about Common Core, the education standards that a lot of states have passed, more than 40 in the past few years. Idaho passed them in 2011. You've been very critical. You say they do not have a place in the state of Idaho. A lot of people were waiting for you during the legislative session to bring forth some legislation to take those off the books. You didn't do that. How come?
Well, first of all, there's nothing to repeal. A lot of people think that Common Core is statute, it's state law, but it's not. It's a series of rules that were put in place through the Department of Education. So it's not as simple as just saying we're going to repeal Common Core. What you have to do is you have to put in place a series of replacements. And to be honest, you know, the Department of Ed really should be the focal point of doing that, I think, not the legislature. We did, by the way, come up with a number of alternatives and are proliferating those as alternatives to the Common Core path. But it does need focus, and it will take some leadership in a different direction.
Do you think your message will ultimately resonate with enough voters in this primary?
When I hear that, I always get amused because if you take a look at my positions, every single one is in line with the Republican Party platform. And the major positions the governor has taken is outside the party platform. Healthcare is an example. Schools, Common Core is an example. Normally, those who accuse me of that haven't seen the party and lined up who's really where.
But that group would say that that party platform was established by a core people who are on the far right of the Idaho GOP.
Well, it's been there for a long time. And so what I usually hear is from people who have left the party that they say, hey, I used to be a Republican, but the Republican Party left me. To that end, I consider myself the mainstream candidate on that front.